Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today we have two poems for you. The first is called Alternate Sources of Light by Rochelle Scott, and the second one is called Open by Paul Hostovsky. Rochelle Scott is a writer, teacher, and editor from Central Texas. Her work appears in The Lyric, Adonna, Third Wednesday, A Peer on Review, The Wayfarer, and many others. Paul Hostovsky's poems have won a Pushcart Prize, two Best of the Net Awards, the Future Cycle Poetry Book Prize, and have been featured in Poetry Daily, Verse Daily, The Writer's Almanac, and Best American Poetry. Here first is Rochelle Scott, followed later by Paul Hostovsky.
My name is Rochelle Scott, and this piece was written during a time of intense change in which many of the relationships and circumstances and convictions I thought would last as long as I lived either fell away or metamorphosized. Over time, I was able to recognize and believe all was not lost, but the deepest elements of my old life could be carried over into my new one. I hope this poem will resonate with people who are in the middle of such times, or with those who are on the other side remembering. Alternate Sources of Light. The dream is on the move in her bone house. She glides from room to room in her black nightgown, turning the lights off. It's darker than dark. Something is wrong with the moon. A white spider rises from its dusty corner and, hanging by a thread, begins to shine.
Hello, Paul Hostovsky here with a little background story concerning my poem, which is called Open. So the story goes that sometimes the Jehovah's Witnesses will ring the doorbell, and if my wife happens to answer the door, she'll say, "Thanks, but no thanks," and slam the door in their faces. But sometimes when I'm home alone and they ring the doorbell, I will open the door and invite them in and debate with them concerning the nature of God and our divergent theories of heaven and so forth, because I enjoy that. And one time when they rang the bell and I opened the door, I happened to have a knife in my hands, not for any aggressive reasons, but for reasons which are actually quite comical, and that is what prompted this poem, which is also meant to be humorous. Open. I'm open to God, but I don't like capitalizing on God. I mean, I'll open the door to the Jehovah's Witnesses, but I won't let them dominate the conversation. For what profiteth it a man, I ask them, if he gains salvation but loses the remote? They smile uncomfortably as I turn and head into the kitchen, returning with the longest carving knife in the drawer. Their eyes get very big and they start backpedaling toward the door. It's a double-edged sword, I tell them, this war between the spirit and the flesh. Then I prostrate myself in front of the couch and cast around underneath it till the knife touches up against something I hope is the remote. The way a life of renunciation touches up against something one hopes is the soul, I say to my well-dressed guests hurtling down my front steps now, two at a time, not hearing me at all, though my door remains open, my cheek turned to the cool hardwood floor, and I'm fishing around for something lost, contemplating all this dust.
That was Paul Hostovsky reading his poem, Open. And before that, you heard Rochelle Scott reading her poem, Alternate Sources of Light. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.